Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Well, 6 days. I mean, this countdown is real, okay?
Come on.
6 days left until the November 3rd election. You can still go right now. They're still taking your early vote. You can go to vote.org and find out where and when you can vote early in your state. That is vote.org. Okay, please vote early. Please vote early. All right, 6 days left. Don't wait till the last minute like we do. Don't do that. All right. Changing gears. Today's Strawberry Letter. It is time. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Let's go.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he ruined his chances for intimacy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your input, please. I live in the UK, right outside of London, and I love your show. I have known this gentleman friend of mine for 2 years. We have a great friendship. So a few weeks ago, I invited him over for the weekend. It started out as a great meetup, and I was glad to finally get to spend some time with him. I asked him if he wanted to share my bed or sleep in my guest room. I had high hopes that we could share some physical intimacy, which is something we'd never done. So this is how the evening went. I announced I was going to have a shower, and I thought he would take one after me, but he didn't. The clothes he was wearing had a musky smell, and since he'd been traveling all day, I thought he might, want to freshen up, but he didn't. We got in bed, and he started touching me in an intimate way. We kissed, and it was a good kiss, but I still could smell his musky smell on his shirt and his body.
Musky.
As things got more heated, I reached for his instrument and it was dead. He made up an excuse that he'd had too much to drink and that's why his instrument wasn't rising to the occasion. I was grateful it didn't work because he smelled bad anyway. I turned away from him and went to sleep. The next morning, I got out of bed early so he wouldn't try again. He woke up and came into the kitchen and tried to kiss me, but he hadn't brushed his teeth or taken a shower yet. His smell was all over my house. He left that afternoon because he could sense that I was not pleased with him. He keeps on asking me to see me again to prove to me that his instrument works, but he's ruined any chance at intimacy. Am I being too harsh? Should I tell him that he stinks? Well, first we'll go here, okay? Thank you for loving our show in the UK, just outside of London. We appreciate it so very much. We really do. Tell all your friends about it, girl. Okay, let's get to it. Bad hygiene, meaning stanky breath, funky body odor, like underarms, butt, anywhere else down there, all of that. Just overall uncleanliness. Anything, you know, just overall uncleanliness and nastiness. It is an absolute deal breaker. Absolute deal breaker for me, point blank period. So to the question, are you being too harsh? No, you should have made him get out of the bed. You should have made him get out. I don't know anyone who would put up with that. Should you tell him, you know, that he stinks, you ask? Only if you plan on continuing to see him. And I don't think that's a good idea because he doesn't bathe. He doesn't brush his teeth. No, move on. No. Steve? Ew.
Well, ew. Ew and all this, hit down. You know, nothing about this letter makes me sick.
Stankin'.
I don't give a damn. So,
About them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this letter's about a man that stank.
Exactly.
Yeah. I could care less. But if you want some advice, here it is.
She does.
See, you've known this gentleman friend of yours for 2 years. Now, let me ask you something. In 2 years, you ain't smelled his ass? Two years. You ain't noticed nothing.
Nope.
Well, maybe it's because y'all were just friends and y'all wasn't really close, excuse me. And so you decided you want to spend some time with him. You had him come somewhere with you for the weekend. And then you decided, you said you wanted high hopes that y'all could have some physical intimacy. Because y'all had never done it before, right?
Right.
So you told him, I'm going to have a shower, and I thought he would take one after me, but he didn't. Let me tell you something about funky people.
Come on.
See, when you say, I'm going to take a shower, he figured, well, that's cool.
Wait, Steve, say, since she's from London, say it in a British accent.
I dare say, I'm going over here to take a shower. Rather you not join me, but maybe partake afterwards now.
Okay, we got it.
He said, I dare say, why waste the water? That's the water heater is only good for one. Absolutely, you've taken a shower. One is better than none. Why should I go out there and waste the water and do it myself? Particularly with the fact that I can't smell my damn self.
That's a problem.
That's the key to stanky people.
Yeah.
Stanky people don't know they stink.
That's a problem.
Because they've been
true.
Living with it. They're used to it.
Yeah. That's a problem.
They think it's something else. They think it's a garbage can somewhere.
What is that?
It's you.
But he was traveling all day. Just based on that, he should have gotten in the shower.
The car, they was in the car together. Was shut up in there.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Steve, we're at 23 minutes after the hour. We're going to have part two of your response. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, he ruined his chances of intimacy. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. He ruined his chances for intimacy.
Shirley, I want you to read the letter. I'm going to be the man from London hearing this letter about me, and I'll comment throughout the letter.
All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your input, please.
Wonder what this is about.
I live louder, Steve.
Wonder what this is about.
I live in the UK, right outside of London, and I love your show.
Love it.
I have known this gentleman friend of mine for 2 years. Yeah, we have a great friendship. So a few weeks ago, I invited him over for the weekend.
And what was I to do? I definitely was coming along.
It started out as a great meetup, and I was glad to finally get to spend some time with him.
And so was I.
I asked him if he wanted to share my bed or sleep in my guest room.
Oh, do tell. I'm here for it.
I had
sharing of the bed. Oh, my goodness. Yes. What a wonderful weekend.
I had high hopes that we could share some physical intimacy, which is something we'd never done.
Never.
That's your accent.
Never.
So this is how the evening went.
Here we go.
I announced I was going to have a shower, and I thought he would take one after me, but he didn't.
And why should I? You've taken a shower. One of us has got to take the shower, and it was you.
The clothes he was wearing had a musky smell, and since he'd been traveling all day...
How dare you say I smell musky?
I thought he might want to freshen up, but he didn't.
Never.
We got in bed, and he started touching me in an intimate way.
Well, isn't that what you wanted?
You said
you had high hopes that it would get physical. Let's get it started.
We kissed, and it was a good kiss. But I still could smell his musky smell on his shirt and his body.
Once again, never. I was absolutely fine. Get used to what I have. Where's my music, David? There it is. Now let's finish the letter the right way. You didn't tell me you were going to reach for the instrument.
Reach for it.
I wasn't ready.
All right. Well, yeah, he made up an excuse.
Music!
He's so demanding.
I know.
A ruler.
He made up an excuse that he had had too much to drink, and that's why his instrument wasn't rising to the
occasion. I've been drinking ale all afternoon.
Ale?
You try drinking ale for an entire day and see if your instrument works. Yours probably wasn't working either.
I was grateful it didn't work because he smelled bad anyway. I turned away from him and went to sleep. The next morning, I got out of bed early so he wouldn't try again.
I knew you got up early. I was already up. I saw you.
He woke up and came into the kitchen and tried to kiss me, but he hadn't brushed his teeth or taken a shower yet.
If I hadn't taken a shower last night, mm-hmm. Pray tell, why would I get up and take one in the morning?
That doesn't make sense.
My God, I don't brush my teeth until 1:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, God. Oh, his smell
Shut up, Tommy. This is not your segment.
He mad at
Go
everybody.
Go ahead, Shirley.
His smell was all over my house.
It is so. I am a person that has an aura. That wasn't smell, Heffa. That was aura.
He left that afternoon because he could sense I was not pleased with him.
I left because you were nagging me to shower.
Oh, that's why.
My God, did you want the company or did you want to bathe?
He keeps on asking me to see me again to prove to me that his instrument works.
My instrument sometimes doesn't participate because it's just sometimes it can't stand the smell. Sometimes my instrument says, jeez, I'll be damned if I stand up only to be knocked back down.
Am I being too harsh? She asks.
Damn it, yes, you're being harsh.
Should I tell him he stinks?
I know I stink.
Oh, you know
what
it
now. What do you think this is? You can't be a big husky ass man and no, no, I don't smell musky. Where's my damn music louder?
You can't hear it?
He's mad. He can't smell himself. He can't hear.
I use the music to drown out the smell. Play the music, damn it, for she smells me again.
All right, I think what we got out of this is please tell him he stinks. Post your comments on today's Strawberry
Letter. I don't give a
letter.
Damn what you got out of it. It's a Strawberry Letter.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and
damn
Facebook.
Damn it, Tommy, shut up.
And check out check out the Strawberry Letter on podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.